Morning, Rabbi Yisai. As always, our limud of Sefer Chofetz Chaim is as a schus for the refuah of Yosef Dov Bechaylish, to have a refuah shlema b'korev b'zorch to Rabbi Yisrael. So, rule number 7 of Tehillah, we mentioned yesterday, the final rule, and the final rule, which is a less usual, a less common thing that you probably wouldn't think of yourself. The other 6 rules of Tehillah you could probably work out yourself, but I think the last one is a little bit more interesting, and that is, I'll read you the words, it's only 3 lines, and then we'll discuss it. One is not allowed to convey the information. In other words, you're not allowed to speak Loshon Hara L'Toyeles for some positive purpose with all the other rules, the other 6 that you're complying with, if this will result in the subject suffering a greater loss than the halacha allows. Now, what does the Chofetz Chaim mean by that? The Chofetz Chaim explains it. It goes into more detail in Yetzer Hashem when we get to Hilchos Rechilos Klal Tes. But basically what he says is as follows, that if somebody has committed a financial avla, Reuven has done something wrong to Shimon. Yep. Reuven's a shopkeeper and he's given him short change deliberately, or he sold him a kilo's worth of schoira and there's only 900 grams in the packet or whatever it is. Yeah. Then, al pi halocha, we're going to try and speak to him. He doesn't repent. He's going to carry on. We're trying, etc. Now I've got to the stage where I want to do something else in order to make him become a better person and to put right the avlus that he's done. The ultimate situation is that I would take him to Beis Din. Ultimately, you would take a person to Beis Din, and the Beis Din would paskin al pi alocha that Reuven, the shopkeeper, is chayev to Shimon, the customer, whatever the amount is. But that's the limit of what Beis Din would do, and Beis Din would only do that with 2 edim. Now, you're an ed echod, you're only one person. So therefore, in Beis Din, you might not be able to achieve anything. Maybe a shvur, but apart from that, you wouldn't be able to achieve anything. But even if you've got 2 edim, you've got 2 independent witnesses who know about this thing, and therefore you could go to Beis Din, and Beis Din could be mechayev Reuven to owe Shimon a certain amount of money. Beis Din would not then put on top of that other sorts of penalties, like, for instance, ignore him, shun him, don't speak to him, don't give him an aliyah, you're a gabba, and you know that he's done something. Beis Din would paskin in secret, by the way, confidential, yeah, in a Beis Din. Beis Din would say, Reuven has to pay Shimon because he's done something wrong. Beis Din would not say, and therefore as a result of that, don't give him an aliyah. Or as a result of that, don't be mechabed him to daven fanomet. Or don't go into business with him. I mean, if you go into business, you have to be careful. And when they're sitting around, you've got a committee of shul, and they're sitting around saying, who are we going to be mechabed this year as Chosan Torah? And somebody suggests, well, what about Reuven? So Shimon says, oh, I'm going to tell you, L'Toyeles, that Reuven's a ganef, that Reuven's done something against somebody else, and therefore, etc., he owed the money, and he doesn't want to listen, etc., etc. I'm telling you, L'Toyeles, because such a person is not roy to be Chosan Torah in our shul. But the fact is, Beis Din would not paskin that. Beis Din would never paskin that Reuven has to pay a certain amount to Shimon as a not a penalty, but as recompense for the avla that he's done, and don't make him into Chosan Torah this year. Or don't give him an aliyah, or don't be mechabit him in any way. If you've got a shutfus with him, don't pull out of the shutfus. You have to beware of him. You have to beware of him. You have to be careful. If you're a shutuf, then you have to know that if he's not 100% honest, 100% careful with somebody else's money, then you have to beware. But Beis Din would not paskin. So therefore, the Chofetz Chaim is saying as follows. If the consequences of your Loshon Hara L'Toyeles are worse or greater than Beis Din would paskin, then you're not allowed to speak the Loshon Hara L'Toyeles. If you know for a fact that as a result of this, there will be a greater penalty to him, more harm coming to him, as a result of that, then Beis Din would paskin, then you're not allowed to speak Loshon Hara L'Toyeles. That was condition number 7.
Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Tuesday, Yud Tammuz, 16th of July, Rabbi Mordechai Gerendashi Shlita, Yichud in Today's World. This week's Torah was sponsored by Family Cantor, Lichvot Tzumtun Hashem of Shlomi Heksher and Sara Cantor. The fasting took place yesterday. Yehi Rotzen Shivun Vayis, Nemoam Yisrael Hashem, B'Selot, L'Zchus HaShvun V'Chayolim V'Amil Chomo,
Good morning. It's a very interesting halacha. It's actually a well-known and common halacha. But for a numerous amount of reasons, not everybody seems to have the practicalities down to the T, and they don't. It's not always kept for a numerous amount of reasons. One of those reasons, again, we're speaking about Hilchos Yichud, Yichud in today's world, very, very common. And if you ask a regular person, he'll went to any examples where he thinks he's over Issa Yichud, and if you learn the halachas, clearly, you're probably over maybe every day, a few times a day sometimes, during the week, Chas Hashem, true. But it's very, very common, and you have to be aware of the practicalities and all the different halachas. So one of the reasons people don't understand it is because it's very complex. It's interesting to know there's only one, basically one blood Gemara in Shas, two blood Gemara in Shas that talk about these halachas, and there's one similar Shulchan Aruch. It's not terribly long. But a lot of poskim, a lot of machloksin, and every halacha has different reasons, and that different reason has many, many ramifications that make the halacha change in every single case. So to get it down pat, to get it clearly, it's very difficult. That's one reason. Another reason, the practical people don't realize it's a practical day of our life, and if we'll say a few halachas today, we'll realize how practical and how common it is in today's world. First of all, as a background, to say the most Rishonim, the Shittas of Rishonim, is that it's a deraisa. Even the Gemara dashes from a pasuk, there's no clear asay or loisa say in the Torah. But most Rishonim hold that it's Issa deraisa. Rashi, the Rosh, the Ramban, Rashi and Tshuva, Sabin Yonah, all hold clearly that we are referring to an Issa deraisa. So it's very chomo. The Rambam, on the other hand, is a big machoik because the Rambam holds. The Rambam says, Mepia Kabbalah, which is a big machoik, what the Rambam means. Many, many other opinion that hold the Pia Kabbalah just means that since it's not clearly stated in the Torah, and it's only learned out from a drosh of Chazal, so the Rambam calls the Pia Kabbalah. There are other opinions that hold the Pia Kabbalah mean it's the Rabbanon, but many opinions of the Rambam is the Raisa, and even if the Rambam is the Rabbanon, the Mayas and many Shittas, like we spoke out, hold that we're talking about an Issa de Raisa. Very chum. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that comes to the Gemara, that there's makas, again, not makas deraisa, there's no loisa say in the Torah, but Chazal, like makas maris, you find a pillar over in a sunny surim, the Rabbana instituted, they get makas. And that's the lochen by yichud, that you get makas, except for in the case where you do yichud with an eshazish, that we don't give makas because then people will start to say there was a story, and they'll start to moitzi las, they'll start to say story about the kids, and they'll start to say the pogum, and We don't want a bad name to come out on the family. So in the case of Eishes Ish, there's no makas. But theoretically speaking, the Chazal gave, when it's a pnuya, when it's not a married lady, Chazal gave makas mal. That's the choymer hadvoim over here. The tumah over here, people don't realize that most shittas holds the Raisa, and even the shittas holds the Rabbonon, like we spoke about maybe the Rambam, the Chumash Hadeshin holds the Rabbonon, that it still is a makas mal. It's not every single Rabbonon has it, and this the Rabbonon has makas malus. So we're going to clearly speak out a few points. The main
point to those who say it's deraisa to get malchus mamash.
No, because there's no love. Even I say you don't get malchus. There's clearly no love in the Torah. We learned that from pasuk yisitzcha. We make a drosh in the pasuk. So there's no malchus deraisa. There's no love clearly stated. There are many points, which are most. I have 4 points here, really relevant to today's world, and we'll go through them when they're relevant, when they're not relevant. Just as a side point of Beni Yonah. In his Sefer, and then the Shad Shulman Sefer Yira points out that even when it is permitted to have yichud in certain cases, that you should refrain from doing it. Tell us something that the Rishonim looked at it as something very severe, very chomul. That even when a case is muta, you don't find that every case. Even in the case is muta, Chazal said they have to refrain from doing it. The standard heter that the world uses today, and it's very relevant to use, it's very necessary to use, is bailobi. Which means referring to a married lady, specifically a married lady, she has a husband. So since she's scared, she's worried about her husband, there's no real chashash, there's no real worry that she's going to be mazana, because she's worried that her husband is checking up on her husband's watching where she is. So in a simple speaking, the case of the Gemara, Bailo Be'ir, if the husband is in the city, if the husband's around, if it's a different city, it's not relevant. If he's in this city, then there's a heter called Bailo Be'ir that the lady can have yichud with a different man. To point out, it's very important to point out, the shitta of Rashi, is that Bailobi is not Mutter. Rashi points out, Rashi holds, Rashi is of the opinion, that Bailobi is only a leniency in regards to Makkos. Like we spoke about before, that Chazal said that a lady or a man who has yichud with another lady, Chazal instituted Makkos. So Rashi is of the opinion that Bailo Be'ir, if the case was the lady was a married lady and her husband was in the city, there's no Makkos. Again, most Rishonim are the opinion that hold Bailo Be'ir is mutter. It's not just the leniency in the Makkos. She can actually, the Chatchila, go and do Yichud with another man. But Shadas Rashi is not like that. Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring Shadas Rashi. So again, clearly the Locha, simple Locha, is that it's mutter for a lady to do yichud when she's a married lady and her husband's in the city. But you always have to have in mind Shadas Rashi, which is the Beis Shmuel, the Chalkas Mechoikik, bring down the Noisa Kalim, the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch, bring down this Shita of Rashi that it's forbidden the Chatchila to go and do yichud with a man. So therefore, the Chachmas Odom writes, his Lashon is Ksas. Yesh lochush the shittas Rashi b'yichud deraisa. When it's referring to a case of yichud deraisa, we'll see when it's not deraisa, when it's deraisa. But says the Chochmas Odom and the Oruch HaShulchan, the two later poiskim after Shulchan Aruch, but it's definitely worth to be machmi in shittas Rashi if you can, that not to rely on the heter of Baila b'ir l'chatchil. Again, simple speaking, of course, the loch is mutter, like Rav Shoydim, but if you can refrain, it's definitely an important thing. If you can refrain from using this leniency, that's the best option. When is it generally deraisa rabbanon? Most opinions is when it's one lady and one man, then it's deraisa. When it's one man and two ladies, then it is rabbanon. So again, when is rabbanon for sure? You can rely on the heter of Baila Be'er. If the husband's in the city, you can definitely rely on that heter. If it's one man, one lady, again, it's muta, it's the chatchila, you're allowed to mimiyachet. Or the best off, again, is not to rely on those opinions, to do like Rashi, not to do it. But there's three very important points of Baila Be'er. First of all, what's in a case where he knows where she is, but he's far away? So, again, the simple basic halacha, the Chazon Ish holds, the Moshe holds, that if he can come, even if it's far away and you don't think he's going to come at this minute, it's still permitted. The Chazon Ish is the most lenient. He holds that any time the man is in the city, she has a nerve, she has a worry that maybe he's around, maybe he's watching her, and therefore she won't do anything wrong. Again, if he's out of city, he's out of town. What does out of town mean? It's also very unclear. The post can debate in the Chazon Ish, what does out of town mean? Golders Green, London, to where do you go? To the council. It's very difficult to understand the Chazon Ish. Officially, he said Bnei Brak and Ramat Gan. Two different. It's unclear what most of the Chazon Ish that we have today in Yichud are letters we have from him, not written in his Sefer. So very difficult to base yourself on the Loch of the Chazon Ish to take it to practical level where exactly he said it. Again, if he's in what we call the city town, the Chazon Ish holds it's permitted. Rav Moshe has an interesting opinion. Rav Moshe holds that if she knows that he's far away only because of him, when they spoke on the phone and he told her, yeah, I'm out and I'm an hour's drive away, it's permitted. Why? Because maybe he's pulling her leg. Maybe he's telling her that he's far away, but he's really tricking her. But he could be around the corner. So she's still worried. But again, if she knows clearly, for however reason, however way, that he's clearly far away and it's not possible for him to come the next half an hour, whatever the time span is, there's definitely, even if you're a Moshe, it is also to rely on the leniency of Baila Be'ir. Again, according to Chazon Ish, even the city can rely on it. According to Rav Moshe, if she knows clearly that he cannot come in the next few minutes, really, because the Shei Yichud is very small, she knows that he's far away, you cannot rely on the Heter. Now again, as I said before, every single leniency we have, you always have to remember Rashi in the background that always, anyway, it's not Muta. So we build things up, leniency and leniency and leniency, it's very difficult. That's the first case, where she knows where he's in the city, but he's far away. In a case where he doesn't know where she is. She went to a doctor's appointment, she went to a shop, a jewelry shop in a private house. He doesn't necessarily know where she is at all. He went to work. A day she decided to visit someone. Maybe she visited her father-in-law in the house. It's a yichud in her and her father-in-law. She went to visit her parents-in-law, and her mother-in-law is not home. So now there's zichah between her and her father-in-law. He doesn't necessarily know where she is. According to most opinions, again, the Chazon Ish is very lenient, because the Chazon Ish is an opinion that holds nothing to do with if man might come. The Chazon Ish explains the leniency of Baal Levi is because she's worried, it's a nerve. So if Chazon Ish, again, is lenient, but no other person goes to the Chazon Ish in this way. The Chochas Odom, Pischei Tshuva, Paskin, that in a case where he doesn't know where she is, it's 100% forbidden. So therefore, she went to visit someone during the day, so if she wants to use this leniency, she would call him up, she'll tell him, I'm going to visit A and B, and it's going to be a problem of Yichud, and if he can come, so you have that leniency. But clearly in a case where she can't get hold of him, or he doesn't know where she is, you do not have this leniency. The third point, which is very, very, very common, is gospel. Which if she's related or she has a certain kirva closeness to the person, to the man, there's no heter whatsoever by law, ba'ir. So therefore, even if we're going to use ba'ir, he knows where she is. And let's say even he can come in the next few minutes. And we're not going to worry Rashi that ba'ir is also. But the relationship between her and this man that she's going to mesiachad with is a close relationship. Most family members, on a regular basis, not every single case, I understand not every lady with a father-in-law, but in a regular case, a lady with a father-in-law, a sister-in-law, a brother-in-law, a daughter-in-law, all these things will be 100% forbidden. So if a lady goes to visit her parents-in-law and the mother-in-law is not home, and she stays with the father-in-law and it's yichud, it's 100% forbidden. She's married and she has a husband around the corner, there's absolutely no heter. It's called gaspo. When there's a clear relationship, clear closeness, baila be it does not work. It's a very important point that we have to remind, because many times the yichud is someone we're close with. The next heter, the next common case is Pesach Pasuach, which means the door is open. The world famous machoikos with the kiveg and the beis meir, ready from the rishonim, all the gedolei poskim, the tshuvas. What does Pesach Pasuach mean? Does it mean the door is unlocked, or does it mean the door is open? Okay, we'll see exactly when we can rely on it today. The first point you have to remember is, it has to be open. We'll see what open means. Does it mean unlocked or open door? But the first point is, it has to be pasuach l'shusarabim, which means if there's a door, back door that's open to an area, it's not l'shusarabim, it's forbidden. It has to be a time that people hang around. So if it's in Bnei Brak, maybe 12, 1 o'clock at night. In Golders Green, I'm assuming, at least maybe on the summer days, 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night is not a time that people roam, people stroll the streets. So you will not have the heter of leaving the door, let's say, unlocked for the present moment, leaving the door unlocked, relying on the fact that the door is open to a shusarab and someone can come in. Therefore, when is this very relevant? In a babysitter's case. But now you go to chasnas, you take a babysitter, and you rely on the heter, on the leniency that the door is unlocked. So 11, 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, you do not have that. Because clearly there's no people hanging around, strolling on the streets. You will not have the heter. So two important points. The first of all, shusarabim. And second of all, has to be where it's a time where people are hanging around. Today's world, the poskim are very busy. Today's world, we have a problem. Because Pesach Pasuach, simply speaking, the times of Chazal was that the doors unlocked, someone might come in. So if someone might come in, you're worried. You're not going to do an avera, because who knows who's going to walk in. Now today's world, I don't think there's any case almost, anyone can say here, they left the door unlocked at any time of the day and someone walked in. It's the most random, uncommon occurrence possible. Even at its role, which is people have small dirhams and next to each other and one across each other, you never, almost never ever have someone walk into your maybe a ganav, but no one walking in to your house. You have to remember, the person walking in has to be someone that's going to save you from yichud. If it's a lady going to walk in, it's not going to help you, because you have two ladies and a man, it's still yichud. It's got to be someone that's going to save you from yichud. Today, I don't think anyone here can say they left the door open, they went out to the supermarket for 2 minutes, and no one ever walked into the house. So the poskim are very worried, how can we use this leniency today of Pesach Pasuach? So to leave the door unlocked, very difficult to rely on that heter. Again, the Chazon Ish is the big maker over here. He holds clearly that it's a nerve, and that maybe someone crazy, someone interesting guy will walk in. It has to be a yid, and it has to be a man. Maybe that person will walk in. That's enough to save you from yichud. That's the Chazon Ish's opinion. Again, it's connected, all the poskim, all the rishonim that clearly speak out. We're talking about a case where it's common, it's normal. There is a worry that someone's going to walk in. So today's world, to rely on that is particularly difficult. If the door is a little bit open, the poskim, again, this machoikas are poskim. If you can see from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the place where the Yichud is happening, that's at the dining room, they're both sitting in the dining room, you're visiting your father-in-law in the dining room, and from the door, you can see the dining room, that's definitely mutter. Why? Because people do walk past, and people do have a sneak, and it's possible someone will have a look, and that is permitted because that area is not Yichud, because someone will walk past, can walk past, and have a look inside. If it's not noticeable from the actual door, it's a side room on the side, then there's machlokes poskim. Again, because it's very rare that someone's going to walk into your house. So if the door's open, it is a little bit more inviting. Someone sees the door open, okay, may I check it out. Again, it's very rare and common, but it's a little bit more inviting, a little bit more of a possibility that someone's going to walk in. So therefore, the poskim do rely on it, if necessary, pesach basoach, that the door is open. Again, if we can see through the door to the area where the yichud is happening, it's definitely permitted. If it's not, if you cannot see it, if it's on the side of the door, a bit behind the door, where you cannot see from the door open, but since the door is open, it is inviting, then you definitely can rely, if necessary, on this pesach pasuch. Again, doesn't mean the back of the house, and definitely not upstairs. So again, in Chutz Arutz, where people have many multi-story houses, and your mother-in-law is on the higher floor, or you went to pick up something from your mother-in-law's house, and your sister-in-law is there, even if she's a girl. Today, everyone's a nidus, it's a deraisa. So therefore, on the second floor, definitely no one has walked. The post can clearly write, no one is walking into your house and coming up the second story because you'll get arrested. No such thing today. So therefore, if it's a certain part of the house where no one would ever come in without permission, you cannot rely on that to Pesach Basuach, even if the door's a little bit open. Again, if there's family members, a lady lives by herself, let's say she's a mona, and the kids walk in and out on a regular basis, you could rely on that. But in a regular circumstance, people don't come into the house whenever they want, or they don't come without knocking. Any area of the house where they will not come into, the back of the house, a higher story, you cannot rely on Pesach Pasuach.
You can see through the windows.
100% mutter. In the area, you can see through the mutter from Shus Rabin, it's mutter lagam.
When the door is closed.
Yeah, 100%. Any area you can see through the window, 100% mutter. That's the best, that. Yeah.
You still got to get there.
So with the window out the door, not closed.
No, you can look. If you look through the window, you can see the people, it's mutter. 100% mutter.
Even the door's closed.
No, you have to get there because you see, no one's
going
to do it.
The person going in, and then they close the door, and then they walk into that room. So until the door's closed, until they walk to that room.
It's a back room?
No, let's say it's the dining room, whatever. So right. From the hallway, once you close the door, till you get there, you've got yichud.
You'll have a problem.
Yep. So you've got to leave the door.
Right. And if you have a window from outside, you can see that, you know, maybe people have a big dining room windows, and you can see from outside, that's also mutter. Again, gaspalk we spoke about for the Baila Be'ir, when it's a case of a close relationship, like again with father-in-law, all these cases, there's a big machlokes of poskim. Simple Shulchan Aruch does not bring the din of gaspalk of a close relationship by the halacha of Pesach Pasuach, like they do bring it by Baila Be'ir. Many, many, many poskim forbid it in the case of gaspalk. The Chalik is Mechalik, the Be'ez Shmuel, the Noi, the Be'ehuda, Kitz HaShulchan Aruch, even Moshe writes, the Chathchila Shemachmi. So again, many of these cases, you should not rely on it. One simple reason that anyway, the old Pesach Basuach today is very, very, very weak-headed because no one's coming to our house and no one's coming to check us out. So even when you rely on the door being open, and it's more easy to rely on it because maybe someone will walk in a case where it's Gaspo, again, to tell you that it's forbidden, it's difficult. But definitely, not shouldn't be done, because you have two problems over here. First, like we said, Pesach Pasuach is a weak heter. Plus, Gazbo, which many, many, many poskim hold that Gazbo is forbidden even by Pesach Pasuach, which means, like I said, in a case, in a regular setting, or in a family setting, and all the sisters, brother, and all the family, you cannot rely on Gazbo. One heter the poskim use. Oh, we'll speak of that in a second. Yeah. Yotze v'nichnas. In the case, the Gemara says by Yain Nesach that if the worker comes in and out, the owner comes in and out, the worker won't touch the wine because he's scared that any minute the owner will come back and catch it. The Machogs are posting, what's the halacha by Yichud? Why is Yichud more chomel? Very simple, the posting, right? Because Yichud has a taiva. By Bode Zoros, just, you know, the guy wants to touch the wine, but Yichud, unfortunately, is a big taiva that the British are made for certain reasons. So therefore, the Bina Chok is whether you're allowed to rely on this leniency of Yotze v'nichnas. Again, the Maraldiskin asses, the mini is to be mekel. What's the case of Yotze v'nichnas? Very important point. if the person does not go for an extended period of time, which means if you send the person out, whoever is saving you from yichud, let's say your husband is a brother saving you from yichud, or your friend, is that two? Because two men is always permitted, two men and one lady is permitted. So if your friend says, I'm going out, I'll be back in 3 hours, and you know he went to do a job for you, that doesn't help you at some nichnas. Why? Because he's not planning on coming back. If he says, I'm just going down the road, I'm going to get some, I'm going to bottle a Coke, I'm going to get a milk, then Yotzev Nichnas, many poskim do permit this case of Yotzev Nichnas, but again, it has to be specific in a case of, you know he's not going far, and it's any minute he could come back. So even though some poskim do forbid it, you can use that heter of Yotzev Nichnas. The fourth point is, the fourth case is, the regular case most people use, is a kotter or ketana. They are shomrim. They watch us. Since there's no chashash that you're going to do an aveir with the child at a certain age, and if the child sees the aveir being done, he will expose it in the Mishusharam. He'll tell people about it. So you're scared to do the aveir. What age does the cotton have to be? So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says basically it has to be a certain age where they understand there's something interesting, something wrong going on, that they'll expose it. But they have to be younger than the age, and they won't become part of the aveir. So Roy of the Poskim say the age of today is 7 or 8, is the age where they start to be a shoymer. Which means if you have to do yichud, a man and a yichud, a lady, and there's a child there of the age of 7, 8, okay, let's say we'll take on 7. The Chazanish permits on the age of 6. So let's say we'll be lenient like the Chazanish, and we'll take him from the age of 6. You can be meku if there's a child around with you. Again, he's not sleeping. If the child is sleeping, you need 2. The person explain that since you're worried doing a veira when there's someone around, so you'll check on one person, see if he's sleeping, and by the time you check on both, then one of them will wake up. So if there's 2 children sleeping, the age of 6, 7, 8, let's say 6, will be lenient, then you can rely on the child being a shomer, and you won't do the veira because you worry the child will tell it, and being mefarsim, berabim, what happened. Till what age? So all the person can write to the age of 9. The age of 9 is when the yichud of a boy starts. And the person say also the age 9 of yichud of a girl. So that will make that clear. A girl, the age is a man with a girl from age 3 is yichud. That's the halacha. A boy with an older lady, if the boy is 9, whatever age the lady is, there's yichud from age 9 for a boy. 2 children, the poskim say, it's interesting, halacha, there's no chinuch. 2 children, there's no issa yichud. So if the child is under 13, the boy is under 13, the girl is under 13, there's no problem with yichud. If the girl is older than 13, older than 12, and the boy is 9, there is yichud. If the boy is older than 13, by mitzvah, and the girl is 3 years old, there's a chashash yichud. But if there's someone else there, like we said, a shoyim of a cotton or a ktano, a little child that's watching us, then it is permitted. The case, again, age of 6 or 7, everybody can choose what chazanish is make or 7, most of the poskim say 7, then they are a shomer to the age of 9. So from the age of 9, it will not help the child. When will it help the age of the child is if it's a boy. Because if 2 men, when he spoke out, 2 men, there's no problem of yichud. According to the Ith Fid Ashkenazim, 2 men was always permitted to have yichud. So therefore, if it's a man with a lady, and then the child, the boy, is a 9-year-old child, so even the 9-year-old that normally is included in the prohibition of yichud, because he's a bar bia, he can do the avera, but now he's 2 men, so it's 2 men to be mutter. Or but a man and a lady and a girl of age 9, you have a problem because it's a man with 2 ladies. A man with 2 ladies is also derabonon, but it is also. Some very typical cases, one case I understand is very common chutz laretz, that people have offices, small offices, and the owner of the business sits in the office, and he has a secretary, he can have 1 secretary, 2 secretaries. What is the heter of using it? Now, I understand that many times, I spoke to people, the door's locked. No office, it's an office, and the door's clearly locked. You need a code, you need to get by yourself in. There's no way of getting in on your own accord. This way, we theoretically, everyone has to ask the Rav. I'm not going to pass on everybody, but I didn't come up with any clear heter. Why? I'll explain very simple. What heter do you want to use? Pesach, Basuach, Hatzavim, Dushu, Sarabim, we can't use. One simple reason, because the door's locked. No one can come in. No one, you know, have the code. Again, if other workers have the code and they're coming on a constant basis, it's fine. But to rely on the heter, someone from the shuk, someone from Shusharabim will walk in, you don't have because the door's locked. If these ladies are goyim, a goyim has no heter of Baila Be'ir, because the husbands don't watch them. So, See, if the husbands are goyim, if the workers are goyim, the two secretaries are goyim, you cannot rely on the heter of Baal Abi. Where would you start to think of the heter? In a case of they are from ladies and they're married, so you would say Baal Abi. Now, interesting to note is that if you want to rely on the heter of Baal Abi, you don't need to have both ladies married. If one lady has the husband, it's also good, because since she won't do the avera, because she's scared of her husband, so the other lady also won't do it, because she's scared the other lady's going to snitch and tell everybody. So if you have two ladies, theoretically, one is Baila Bi'i, and the other one not, it's still mutter. But over here, you have to question the Baila Bi'i. One simple reason is, he has to know where she is, okay? He knows where she works, fine. But he's a gospel. If he's working with these ladies for 2, 3, sometimes 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and he's become close with these secretaries, and there's a close relationship, doesn't have to be in a bad way. It's even a formal relationship, they're very close to each other, and they, you know, he'll talk to these ladies way more than he's going to talk to any other lady that he meets, because they've been working together for 7, 8 years. So in such a situation, you will not have the heter of Baal Abi, because like we said before, gazbo. Even if it wasn't gazbo, you have to remember, do you want to make such a setting in your office where you're soymuch on a shittas rishonim that it's also Rashi holds, that it's also Baal Abi? So the meaning is mutu, agree. But over here, you have gospel. Many times, if the work is there for many few years, and you're gospel, and you're close, you have a close relationship with this, you call her on her first name, let's say that's the measuring stick, you call her by her first name. So there's a certain relationship and closeness, so there's of gospel. So anyone who has that setting has to ask her over, how is he going to get out of this ayichu with such a case? If his wife lives nearby, I know someone has an office next to the house, and his wife does come in on a regular basis, that's mamutu. Again, if a lady's in the city, he's not going to save her husband. Husband saves the wife won't save the husband if she's in the city. If she's close by, it's called imoy. If she's there, she comes back and forth, in the house, back to the office, that will save him. But if it's an office that's not near the house, and she doesn't come on a regular basis, it will not save him. The only eights is sometimes, if that's the case, if there's many ladies, let's say 3 ladies and more than that, there are opinions that permit more than one lady. It's not such a lot. There are more does bring it. It's not a chatchila, but there is such a leniency of 3 ladies. Like you said over here, the chora by a goy cleaner will be a big problem, because a goy cleaner hasn't got baila beir. So if a man comes home and his wife has gone shopping, and there's a goy cleaner, he has a big problem. So to leave the door open, that's the best option, to leave the door open. Again, if he's upstairs and she's upstairs, it will not help you to leave the door open. So you have to find different aids for that. It's very common also, like we said, people borch in Yingalite come home for Yom Tov, and they stay by the Shven Shviger's house, or the opposite, they come to visit and stroll, and people don't realize it's non-stop, the whole day. One goes out, that one goes out, and you have the man with his Shviger, or you have the daughter-in-law with the father-in-law, and it's Gazbo, Derech Lal, it's Gazbo, they have a relationship, so you have no Baila Bi'i. Could be there Pesach Basuach, any there Pesach Basuach goes upstairs, he goes to his room, he goes upstairs and does what he has to do, and his Shviger's in the house, you have no heter of Gazbo, of Pesach Basuach. So you have to be in mindful of all these cases, very, very common cases, and every single case you have to ask and find out, is it permitted in such a case? One more example.
Your case of the office, you said that if the wife has the key or she knows the code, that's the simplest heter then?
Not necessarily, not if she's not nearby. She has to be with him. If she does come in, it's normal for her to come in, that will work.
She could walk in at any time.
Could be, it's not so simple. When was the last time she did it? By Baal Abi, that's a heter Baal Abi. Ishto Imoy has to be a certain in the perimeter of the office, or she does come in on a regular basis. Otherwise, she might could come in, there's no such heter. One other case, a very important case is where a man picks up his kids from school. So he has a 3-year-old daughter and a 5-year-old daughter and a 6-year-old daughter. And his wife has gone out and the kids bring home from school. Now, if any girl your daughters bring home from school, from the age of 3 up, is a problem of Yichud. So again, if your daughter is 6 or 7, so she'll save you. Because a 6, 7-year-old, we said, it saves you from Yichud. If you have a 5-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old daughter, and they each bring home a friend, or let's say one brings home a friend, so you don't have 4 ladies, make things easier. Your 4-year-old daughter brings home a friend, and your wife is not around, she's gone out, even if she's out of town maybe, that's why you're picking up the kids. So you have a problem of Yichud. You have a problem with this girl of Yichud. She's older than 3, you have a problem of Yichud. And your daughter will not save you because your daughter's not old enough. And your wife's not here because she went to Chassan in Manchester, and that's why you're watching the kids. So the minimum you're going to have to be is to leave unlocked, leave the door open a little bit, stay in the area where you can see, but definitely to hang around the top part of the house, the back part of the house with these 2 kids, on a simple case scenario is forbidden. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
The roots of the roots of the